And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a couple of great guests here, Captains Mike Lackey and Cameron Cribbins from the Vagabond. We're going to be talking some great fishing here, and there is some great fishing going on right now. We're going to tell you all about it here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, what a great timing to have these two guys in here today.
Yeah.
It's very rare that we can have both the boys at one time, and this is just like the sliver of window of time. And boy, with the season kicking off, this is going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah. Good morning to the men from the Vagabond, Mike and Cameron. Good morning, guys.
So, guys.
Great to have you. And so you guys are probably itching to go fishing, right?
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and come on. Get friendly with that mic, Mike, and tell us about what's been happening on the Vagabond.
Done a lot of maintenance this winter.
We're
ready to go fishing.
You guys sound very ready.
Boat's looking great, though.
Yeah.
New paint, everything.
Cameron's done an outstanding job. He's painted it pretty much from the mast to the waterline.
Wow.
And it's done just an amazing job.
It looks really good.
You've been
good.
Busy guy
really,
this morning,
really
Cameron.
Good.
Lobster fishing and painting and everything else, right?
Yeah, I forget the exact, but it was like 2,000 pounds of sandblast material.
Holy.
It was 30 gallons of Bondo, some almost 40 gallons of paint.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Real deal.
It was real deal.
Wow. How long did that procedure take?
We had a full paint crew with us, and we were 39 days of those guys every day.
Wow.
No kidding. Yeah.
So all the way from below the water to the top of the mast.
To the top of the mast, yeah.
Wow. That's cool. That's fantastic. And so boat's ready to go. And when do you start your schedule, Mike?
We're going to take off on the 28th. We start with a 2.5 day.
Okay.
And we're on the road after that.
Yeah. Are you totally booked like most of the boats here?
You know, there's a spot here and there.
Oh, is there?
It's
okay.
Like, I'm sure everybody's got the same thing.
Yeah.
You get people got to work. People got lives.
Yeah.
And
I
just opened a spot on a 40 in July. The thing's been sold out for months and months and months.
Sure. Yeah. But so your normal schedule is what? Mostly multi-day trips, right?
I pretty much do 3 to 10 day trips.
3 to 10.
We slide a day and a half or two in at the beginning of the season. We did already. Right. We got 3 of them coming up.
Great.
And then we specialize in that 3 to 6 day stuff. We do just keep going.
That's, yeah.
But this fishing, how can you not?
You guys turn and burn and just, boy, you want to talk about like the perfect setup these last few years. I mean, the boat is just so synonymous with catching that bluefin, and that's like the perfect length of trip for it. It's just, it has been impressive to watch.
The timing is incredible.
Yeah, your timing couldn't be better, right?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the boats came back with limits today. And
I'm watching them right now. It's crazy.
That's the cool thing about being in the world headquarters. We can watch them unload, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about the Vagabond for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with it.
She's the original aluminum long-range boat built. It was built for multi-purpose, actually doing ecology and fishing, 1969, but she's just constantly been rebuilt to be the beautiful fishing machine she is today. Lance Withy, I got the boat. I went to work for him in 1990, and we've done nothing but just work and improve the boat, and now it's a machine for what we do.
Wow. Did you see Lance caught a 60-pound bluefin the other day?
Huh?
He was out with Taro, cool. Right?
Yeah, that was beautiful fish.
Yeah, that was a good for him, man. He's still going strong.
It makes my heart feel great every time I see him. He had a big calico bass earlier a couple of weeks ago.
Still loves to go fishing.
That's the name of the game.
It's so cool to see these long-range boats, and you described it so perfectly that, you know, these boats are built and whatever the date is, but you flash forward to now, you know, some 10, some 20, some 30, some 40 years later, and they're literally in better shape than the day they kicked off the line. I mean, like,
absolutely.
The Vagabond's a perfect example. Cool. I mean, that boat is more sound right now than it was the day you got it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just we're learning like everybody else. We got to make what we're doing better.
Yeah.
And that's what you just constantly work on.
It's better equipment, better electronics,
It's the way we handle our fish, the refrigeration, the electronics. We just put a new sonar in the boat.
Nice.
A new sonar. We had a 4-year-old sonar that we decided we're going to upgrade again.
Wow.
That's cool.
And so what's the load, Cameron, on the boat?
We can take up to 28. With COVID and everything, we've switched our trip count to, we have some limited load, 20 passenger, but 22 people, 24. And Mike and I both, after COVID, it's like, it's sweet.
Yeah.
24
sticking
people.
Sticking with that. Right?
It is like.
It really is. I redid the schedule this year, and except for the day and a half trips, every single trip is 24 or less.
Wow,
90% of our trips are 22 or less.
Wow. 90% are 22 or less. Wow. And so accommodations on the boat or staterooms?
We have 10 staterooms on the boat.
Wow.
2-man, 3-man, and 4-man rooms. And with 22 people, that means there's 8 of them that are full with 2 people.
Yeah.
And 2 of the big rooms that are 4-man rooms now have 3 in them.
3 of them. Wow.
Cool.
Super comfortable.
It works out really well. And it's kind of a weird thing to walk down in the morning and you go down to tackle racks, there's room.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's a lot of boxes and rods missing from what you used to.
Well, we used to average about 26 and a half, 27 people on 3-day trips.
Yeah.
And that was our standard.
And that boat, and it still fished fine.
It fished really good. It really did. It was a perfect load. And I was afraid at first the price was going to be a thing, but it's just so nice to fish with 22 people.
Yeah. And people are willing to pay it, right?
You were going to say what I was going to say. I'm sure that COVID, if there's one thing that it kind of showed, was that people were more happy spending an extra few bucks. I'd throw an extra 50, an extra 100, extra couple hundred bucks at it to have way more room. And that's the thing. Like, you guys aren't taking any less crew. You're not doing any less anything.
No.
I mean, it's the same service provided for lesser people.
It's the opposite, actually. The cooks are spending more because they now have they're cooking for 22 instead of 28, so that's half a dozen people that they're not mm-hmm. cooking for, so now they can do a little something else.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
So give them the same budget, and they're just going more expanded.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of cooks, all your meals are included, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got some great chefs, right?
We do. We got Brandon's been with us quite a while now. Joe is back. Joe Scarducci's been with me for off and on for like 20 years, but he's been gone
Whoa.
For about 10. He went and did a chef thing up in Colorado, and he's back.
That's
Brandon's
cool.
a chef from the
Napa Valley.
Napa Valley. Yeah.
Oh wow!
So we're quietly got some really good chefs.
You quietly got the big
yeah.
hitters.
Yeah,
we got
that's
some
cool.
good chefs. Last year we had a Michelin chef.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was pretty fun.
So you bought the boat from Lance how long ago?
I bought it in 2002.
2002. And then, Cameron, when did you come aboard?
It's been about 6 years now. I married in.
Married into the family.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I found out Mike had a daughter at Fred Hall Show, and so yep. I kept family. I really tried to not, you know, because you hear horror stories like working for family, but I knew Mike before I met his daughter, and
yeah.
it was easier, and it's a no-brainer now. But I've been there for about 6 years.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Seems like longer now.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing or
not. No,
bad.
It's a great thing. He takes so much weight off my shoulders. It's really made it possible for me to keep going here at full strength.
So know? It's a true family affair.
It is.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. The phones are already solid. Yeah. You guys are popular.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. So much great information to cover, too. And if you want to be a part of it, we want you to join us this morning. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Cookup this morning. Like Pete said, phones are already packed up. It's going to be a very busy show, but certainly time to get you through. 213-432-1090. And we've got another great option if you want to join us on Let's Talk Cookup. You can text the show. New option for us here on Let's Talk Cookup. The only way to access it is via the Let's Talk Cookup app. It's a free download on your iPhone or your Android. Just search Let's Talk Cookup. You'll find the app. It's a really easy way to listen to the show. You can listen to all the archives. If you ever missed a show and want to go back and hear it, or you know, Cameron gave you some hot dope on some special flat fall and you want to go back and listen to it, that's the best way via that Let's Talk Cookup app. And send us a text. Let us know where you're texting from and the questions, and we'll try to read them on the air. We definitely get way more texts per show than we're able to read, but we always try to pick some of the fun ones, and, man, shoot us a text over. So not only are those your options of being on the show this morning, but, boy, all of our lucky callers are going to get a shot at winning a really killer prize. At the end of the show today, one lucky caller is going to win a brand-new, custom, handmade Anza fillet knife. This is a very high-end fillet knife that you'll have with you forever. We talk about Anza, obviously, all the time. Builders is one of the finest knives in the world, and they're made right here in El Cajon. Really, really cool, handmade family
awesome
operation.
Knife.
Yeah, we're really, really stoked to get to give somebody a brand new Anza knife.
Yeah, phones are packed, but we're going to start this morning with a text, because this is one that I had a question I wanted to start the show with too, because there's so much going on right now. And this text came from Jim in Thousand Palms. Jim Murray in Thousand Palms, and he has a question for Mike and Cameron. What are the best setups that bluefin and yellowtail are biting on your recent trips? Line class, type of line, jigs, bait, how fish, two speed, etc. All, I mean, that's a full contingent,
yeah.
But kind of just summarize what, if you have somebody going out today to go catch those bluefin on your trips coming up here at the end of the month, what are you going to tell them to do?
Sounds like that kelp fishing that these guys are doing, catching that yellowtail, and the days they're seeing that, what we call now smaller grade, but that 20 to 30-pound bluefin. Just a good fly line 30-pound setup. Always recommend fluorocarbon. And then your 40 or 50-pound fly line setup. And what a lot of, talking to some of the guys recently, it's we all have our big flat fall setups, our 130-pound with our big 200-gram, but for that 40, 50-pound fish that they're having this night fishing, it's more of a stealthier Colt sniper flat fall rod, 50, 60-pound and 100-gram, 150-gram size setup.
Smaller two-speed?
Smaller two-speed, for sure.
Yeah. But there are some of that bigger-grade fish.
You got to bring everything.
So you never know. I mean, and you guys, when you look at the meter, you can tell, okay, this is bigger grade, right?
Yeah. We get fooled, though. It's
fooled and spooled.
Yeah.
Those big ones have a way to sneak their way through.
Yeah. So basically bring it all.
Bring it all, and we all these
got
boats.
Plenty of room now.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's pretty much every boat's got all the room whenever you get on. Go on these bluefin.
25-30 pound outfit, 40-50 pound outfit, 60- and 100-pound outfit, something like that.
Guys, a question that we get a bunch, and I know there's not a right necessarily or a wrong answer, but on the fly line outfit, top shot length is always such a question among people, and I always love to get everybody's opinion. You know, some like a nice, real long top shot, ease of use, ease of cast, plenty of stretch, don't pull hooks, and other people like a super short bait, hot rodded bait, swims great, gets bites really killer, but then has all the negatives to go with it. What's your guys' just opinion?
I'm a long top shot guy. I fish with 50 to 75 yards of mono on my rig. And I pretty much do that on all offshore-type fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, around islands, I might change it up a bit. You know, sometimes down at the rocks or at Guadalupe or one of those places, I might shorten up. But definitely offshore. A couple of reasons. One, all the things you mentioned are positives. But the other thing is that a lot of guys don't realize, a lot of times it's bluefin fishing, soap fishing. And if you're fishing a short top shot, you tend to have more problem with tangles.
Totally.
Because the Spectra doesn't float the same as the mono. And that's not to say that it's one better or other. It's just it's who's in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's the answer, what you're comfortable fishing with every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you're good with fishing with, that's what you should fish with.
Yeah.
I've seen guys with short top shot. They do great all day long.
Sure.
I've seen other guys. They probably should have stuck with the long top shot because they haven't got the experience to use it.
Totally.
And they're just spending most of their day. If you're tangled up, you're not fishing.
We were saying if you're fishing a short top shot, there might be an advantage if it's done perfectly. But the second that one thing goes wrong, not only is that advantage gone, now you're at a huge disadvantage. If you're in a tangle half the time, like the teeny bit of advantage that maybe was there at one point, it goes the other way real fast.
Yeah, exactly. And it takes a while, you know. We aren't born with a some of us might have been, but a fishing reel in your hand. But it takes a little while to acquire the feel for what you're doing, and it's better it's a lot more forgiving to use the monofilament and then work into a good short top shot.
And I think the one last thing to take away from that too is don't make it sound like it's only a beginner has a long top shot. Mike from the Vagabond, when we just had what are you top shot? Like, I want long. Like, I mean, so I also think it's a good takeaway for people to think that too is like, well, that doesn't mean a long top shot is the beginner outfit and the short one is the advanced. It's far the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing. I was just on the American Angler on Thursday, and that same thing that Brian said, you know, fish that longer 7,500-foot piece of mono on there.
It's easier to get away from the boat. We're fishing fish that are upswell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, the way that goes along, it's going to get up there, and it gets bit a little easier.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to soak.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show. I mean, you want to talk about having two experts in the studio today, boy, it's going to be a great one. So much good info, so much of your phone calls. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your calls, taking your information. Lots of catch reports coming up. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mighty Ear 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now,
Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing, and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Cedros to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana. Our Cedros Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge, and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CVX in San Diego, and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. That sure didn't take long. The phones are packed. The texts are packed. Everybody's excited to get things going, talking to Cameron and Mike. Yeah, no doubt. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through later in the show, because we got a lot of time for your phone calls, 213-432-1090 is how you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. And, again, giving away a custom handmade Anza fillet knife.
Yeah, I had the opportunity. I got to talk about this. I went over to Hope. To Fastlane Kayaks yesterday after the show to go do their demo
new
Hobie new
boat.
Mirage Lynx. What an incredible kayak that is.
Cool.
It is unbelievable. It is so stable. My all-time favorite is the Outback. A great boat, but you know, sometimes it's a little bit tipsy. This thing, you can stand on it and just like rock it back and forth, and it's no problem. Super comfortable. It weighs 43 pounds.
That's wild.
Without the Mirage drive and stuff. So anybody could like throw it up on top of their car and stuff like that. And so we got to cruise around on it. They had 20. I think they maybe sold them all yesterday.
No
but
kidding.
But go check this new boat out, the Hobie Mirage Lynx. It's a game changer.
That's cool.
Yeah, and especially like for mothership trips or stuff like that, you want to throw one on your boat, go to Clemente or whatever. It's going to be an easy deal. Stackable, the whole deal.
Dallas and I want to get a couple. We've been really into going to Mammoth and doing the whole Mammoth thing, and I want to get something for like cruising around up there, and we were thinking about doing the inflatable route, that I-11, but this might be, you know, like you say, if it's that easy to throw around, maybe that might be another option to look at instead of the inflatable.
That's what I was looking at, is the I-11, the inflatable, but this is
worth checking out.
This is worth checking out.
All right, cool.
Go check out the links, and you better get on it. Like you were saying yesterday, if you're looking for gear, no matter whether it's a a kayak, whether it's a fishing rod, whether it's a fishing reel, you better get on it now.
Sure. This is going to be a tough year for that. Like we were talking about it yesterday, if you didn't catch, and that was my suggestion on the show, and obviously in bias coming from a guy that sells fishing tackle, but it is the truth. Like, if you know that you need a bluefin outfit and that's kind of your plan and your rat hole and money way, you need to buy it right now, because that's just the looking forward at the amount of inventory that this isn't just, you know, this is across the board on every manufacturer. Like, it's not going to last for our entire season. So just if there's something that you know you need to get, you need to buy it now.
There's a lot of new anglers in that are stocking up and buying, so time to get in the show.
There's a shortage.
There's a shortage. No matter what.
Bass reels and my boat reels both are, I'm kind of second in line. I don't get to go in front of everybody.
Know the feeling.
And there is nothing.
Yeah. It's like, you want that when?
Go get it.
Yeah, go, if you can find it, get it.
Totally.
Right now's the time.
Yeah. Well, the phones are, I mean, they are literally packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we start it off with Vinny? He's called us from Carlsbad this morning. Vinny, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm getting ready to go on a 3-day, and I'm wondering, for a sinker rig, what, as far as the ounce on the weight and different size hooks that you would bring on a 3-day?
Well, for the sinker rig, I actually use different things. I'm going to have like a 2 ounce. I'm going to have like a 6 ounce and a 10 ounce. I'm going to have rubber bands to put them on the line. And I use kind of a short rubber band. I put the rubber band on the sinker first and then slide it around the line. And then for the hooks, that's a personal choice thing. Usually on the rubber band rig, we do recommend a circle hook. And the guys bait variant and size of the line you're using, so you just kind of have to match the line you're using. 1-0s, 3-0s usually, or cover everything.
Yeah. And what do you base the size of your sinker on?
Drift and the behavior of the fish, the depth. The speed at which we're drifting. If my line's going away from the boat, it's not enough weight.
Okay.
And if the captain, I mean, we're constantly saying fish are 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet, 400 feet. We're going to tell you, you know, a lot of times, like, the 10-ounce sinker is going to go on my 80-pound rig, and it's going to be down there 200 feet, 300 feet. You got to get down there. A lot of guys think about whenever they put sinkers on, they just, that's a lot of weight. But they don't stop and think about their background whenever they went to the islands to the fish rock cod at 200 feet, and you're using a 12-ounce sinker, and you're just barely hitting the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, you're trying to accomplish the same thing, only you're just fishing for a 150-pounder.
Yeah.
Right. You need the weight to get to them. And then other times they're 100 feet under the boat. Last summer we had a phenomenon going on. We were using an egg sinker, with just like a torpedo sinker. We just put a rubber band on either side of it so it wouldn't move.
Oh.
And that worked really good. And
just
send a bait right underneath the boat, and boom, they were there.
Wow. So, okay, let me give you a scenario.
The color?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Vince.
Go ahead, Vince.
What about the color of the spectra that you would put? I've heard Ricky talk about, like, there's some – sort of colored line you can put on your reel to get your depth.
The Power Pro.
Power Pro. Okay, and you guys have that in the shop.
So he's talking about a new line that Power Pro just came out with that, for freshwater fishing, like the metered spectra where it's all rainbow colors. They came out with one just this year. It's kind of tough to track down, but around that, instead of changing every 10 or 20 feet, it's just every 100 feet it goes to another. So it's yellow, and then another 100 feet comes off the reel, and it's blue. Then 100 feet comes off the reel, and it's white. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So not where you're having to, I've seen pink 6 times. That means I'm 300 20 feet. You just know.
Yeah,
there's 100 feet. There's 200 feet. There's 300 feet.
That's awesome. That's a great way to do it. We take and actually measure our line out and put pen marks on our line, and you have to count how many bars are in there.
And if it's dark, it's hard to see them, right?
Hard, you miss them, but. But knowing where you're fishing at does make a big difference with that flatfall fishing, for sure. You save a lot of energy if you're not fishing out of the zone.
Power Pro Hunter, Depth Hunter Offshore.
Right.
Is it available?
Yes. I don't want to say no, because I'm sure there's plenty of shops. Right now, we're sold out of every size that most guys would want to fish with, meaning the 80 and the 100 pound. We've got some 65, but it's on back order, like a lot of stuff is. But I don't want to say that, because
it could be here tomorrow.
You could go to Dana maybe and find it, or you could go to Longfin and find it. I'm sure, like anything, there's, you know, if you search hard enough, that stuff's around. But again, going back to what we were talking about before, get it. Stuff's going to be real hard to get this year.
Yeah. Hey, Vinny, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. The scenario I wanted to throw at you is this. Okay, decent weather, the average drift, You say, I'm metering fish at 300 feet. What size sink are you putting on?
I'm going to use a 10-ounce sinker.
A 10-ounce, okay.
And I'm going to use heavier line, usually.
Okay. Like, what's heavier line?
Probably a minimum of 60, probably 80, and a piece of fluorocarbon and a little circle hook. I'm not a circle hook guy. Most guys know that. I generally use a J-hook.
Okay.
The only reason I do it at a depth like that and stuff, it's you don't instantly feel the bite a lot of times. Mm-hmm. The fish will grab the bait and start swimming around and stuff. I kind of made a reputation with the fact that I feel the fish bite as he hits before the line starts moving off the reel. I just put my reel, use a J hook just like a circle hook and put it in gear and put it in the corner of their mouth.
Okay.
Cameron, it seems like this last few years, the trend so overwhelming, probably because it's bluefin and we had a couple of seasons of real small bait, and the trend seems that, like, hook size just in general is way smaller than it used to be. I mean, I just know in the tackle store it was always, you know, when a guy was catching a tuna fish, we never sold anything smaller than a 2.0. And now it's 2s and 4s, and there's so many people fishing smaller hooks. On a sinker rig, do you do the same thing? People still downsize? Can you get away with a bigger hook? Should you be fishing a big hook all the time? Like, what do you think about that kind of stuff?
It's like you say, it's preference. But I'm a smaller hook guy. It, like you say, now it seems like a 2.0 is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like in 2006 when we were fishing big ones, it was those Eagle Claw 9.0s.
Right.
It was the size of your hand. And then in 2 years, it was a 5.0 owner. And so we've gotten smaller. So most of the time, I'm a 2.0 is about as big as I go.
On a sinker rig.
On a sinker rig, yeah. I mean, if we have mackerel or there's big bait or something, you know, maybe a 3.0. But it seems like hooks are getting bigger, too. Like a 2.0 is a pretty big hook.
Mm-hmm.
They're manufactured stronger, too,
sure.
It seems like.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a cute little hook I'm using a lot these days, and we don't straighten them out.
Yeah.
And that goes for, I very rarely see a straightened hook on the boat anymore.
And that's you're right. I hadn't thought that, too. Everybody grew up using a 94-150 2.0, and the reality is, like, now I really like that Gamakatsu Nautilus 2.0 circle hook. Like, that's my favorite hook. But an old-school 94-150 2.0, that's a smaller 2.0 than everybody else's 2.0 is nowadays. So that's the other thing, too. You just have to see the size and know that it's right, or know that it's the right size for the bait, because one person's 4.0 is another person's, you know, whatever. So
yeah.
there's no rule to it. Not every manufacturer follows the same size that a 2.0 is this, is that, is that.
And same with circle versus J-hook.
Exactly.
2.0 J-hook is different than the 2.0 circle,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you just look at the hook and you say that's the right hook.
Yeah.
Right.
Just ask Cameron.
Ask Cameron and the crew on the vagabond.
People rattle off like, oh, I've got this Gamakatsu, and it's like, you just got to bring it to me. Let's just look.
Yeah, let me look at that thing. Yep, that's good.
Yeah, that works. That's the one.
That's cool.
COVID stuck Cameron on the phones. He's got a lot of those stories now.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Ricky.
You got it. How about next up, we talk to Harry calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Harry.
I used to go on some trips with Mike back in the late 80s, I think it was, about 3 years in a row, three-day trips. And I hooked up with a charter group. I think they were out of Long Beach, where a highway patrolman was the one who headed it up. And that was some of the best fishing I ever did. I would can the fish when I got back, and that was the best tasting fish. And I'm pretty sure we had albacore back then, too. And bluefin, I remember one trip I caught 12 bluefin. And I just wanted to thank Mike for the great memories I have on the boat. And it was a really neat time.
Thank you very much. I love to hear that. That's wonderful.
That's cool. All right.
Nice job,
Appreciate
Harry.
The call this morning. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pedro. Hello, Rick. Mike. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
It's been a good week for us. Everything's warm, and the water's warming fast. We've got 80-degree water inside now, consistent, and even a little warmer outside, 5 or 6 miles out, it's 84 degrees. It's helped the fishing. You know, what else has helped the fishing is worth mentioning, lots of sardine this year. Gosh, it's just an abundant amount of real big, nice sardine for us, and the good bait, of course, helps the fishing across the board. It's warming up now. The temps are going into the high 80s midday. Still cool mornings, but we're definitely getting towards summer. the fishing really has picked up this week, you guys, in a big way. We were out yesterday and picked up a nice striped marlin, a big striped marlin, probably the biggest one I've ever seen. We released him, but, gosh, he went well over 200 pounds. I actually was looking at him hard. Yeah, a big one. And I was looking at him hard, figuring, well, he's got to be a blue or black, the size of this guy, but he was definitely a striper. A lot of striped marlin around, real close inside. They're 3 to 5 miles off the beach, right between the lighthouse and Punta Colorado. Real concentrated, jumpers everywhere. And, you know, there's a bunch of whales out there with them jumping around and everything. Quite a day yesterday we had. It was a good day. Multiple releases on the striped marlin. You know, one day they're biting strong, and the next day the real line shine won't have anything to do with it. But really, really good marlin fishing on the good days. And I say it's about every other day that it's really kicking in good. Some new actors have shown up. You know, we've been catching the big yellowfin off of Rincon there, the solitary guys on the drift with sardine, and that continues. But now we've run into the yellowfin under the porpoise finally, which is really, really good news. The last couple of days, and again, we're pretty close inside, 5 to 6 miles right off the front of the hotel. They're running into the spinner porpoise holding yellowfin tuna. Everybody that ran into them limited. About 20-pound fish. They're taking cedar plugs, hoochies, rapalas, live sardine. They seem to be biting everything, aggressive biters. But it's good news having those schooling of yellowfin finally show up. Up north, they're catching Dorado. The Dorado come in and not big numbers, but big fish. They're catching, 30 to 50-pound bulls off of the shark boys off of Pescadero, which seems to be the hot spot over the years for the big Dorado. That's all on sardine. Let's see what else we got going on. A lot of pompano, gosh, as much African pompano as you want. Some real nice fish to 10 pounds, real good eaters. That's drift fishing off of Rincon off of sardine, but limits for everybody for the pompano. Couple wahoo taken this week, not real big fish, but both of them were on sardine in that same area as the pompano and the big solitary yellowfin, 20 to 30 pounders. Rooster fish going on, guys. The roosters, big gaios this week. 40 to 60 pounders are pretty common, and loads and loads of little guys, loads and loads of peanuts everywhere. The bigger roosters seem to be maybe 50 to 100 yards off the beach. The little guys are running right along the shoreline there, but very, very good rooster fishing as well. Gosh, you guys, the fishing's picked up. It's going to be good for the tournament, you guys.
Yeah, 3 weeks away from our Let's Talk Hookup Cutwater Spirits Rancho Leonero 25th anniversary tournament. So excited about that. Hey, John, last week there were a couple of rooms left. Did we fill those up? Are there any spots available?
No, I think we still have a couple rooms left. Pam's been kind of holding back because we're so busy, but if somebody wants them, call her and make her give you one.
Yeah.
We've got boats and two rooms available. So
okay.
I got to ask real quick for both John and you, like, how on earth is it possible this is the 25th
I know.
Annual? Like,
how
have you been doing that for 25 years? Like,
25
how did that,
years.
How did you turn around and that happened?
Yeah.
It's pretty
it
wild.
Just is. Yeah. Yeah.
Every day I wonder, how is it possible 25 years, you know?
Yeah.
That goes by fast, huh?
Yeah.
You know, down here at the ranch, we're dealing with 3 generations now since I've been down here, you know. Grandpa, my dad, everything. It's making me feel my ears, guys, I promise you.
Yeah, that's for sure, John. Well, if somebody wants to grab those last rooms in the Cutwater Spirits Let's Talk Hookup Tournament, June 5th, and don't forget $5,000 in cash prizes up for grabs in that tournament, and there's no tournament entry fee. It's all part of the deal. So you want to join us? How do we get a hold of you, John?
Yeah, Pete, how can you beat that, huh? 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. And Yusuf Cherney from Cutwater Spirits will be there, part of the tournament, and we sure want to thank him for all his generous support.
Let's not forget Ingrid, too. Ingrid's a big part of it.
Oh, Ingrid's Katu, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, they're a team for sure.
That'll be great.
We're looking forward to it. That'll be good.
Yeah, I want to test out their new mezcal they just came out with, huh?
Yeah, he did. You hear he won all kinds of awards.
First yeah.
Year, he swept. He swept the international award.
Yeah.
Quite the guy, old. That,
yeah,
that's
for sure. Indeed. All right. Hey, John, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, John. All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Hillbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4766.
Always biting at one place, 720, every day, year-round, and that's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
They call it the freshest thing in town for a reason, man.
Yeah.
You go into that case right now, and everything that is happening is there. Cool, exotic stuff from Mexico, fresh fish from Alaska, all the fresh tuna and yellowtail. Like, it's just, that place rocks.
Yeah, and fresh bluefin tuna, and I saw the other day fresh white sea bass,
there
too. And their shrimp. If you want to take some shrimp home, do a little shrimp tate or something, nobody has better shrimp than Point Loma.
That's like our mode. Like,
yeah.
one day a week or one day every other week, we always get a pound of shrimp from Point Loma Seafood. Get some of the rub from Fisherman's Processing, then quick, easy dinner. I love that
place. It's good. Point Loma Seafoods also has the best lunch and dinner. Check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning. Phones are packed. So much good info going on right now. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090.
All right, let's jump into the fish report.
You got it, man. Today, the catch report sponsored part by Gamakatsu Hooks. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks have been a top choice for tuna fishing from the Nautilus Lite, the Standard Wire Nautilus, and the new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right size hook is important, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus, they've got you the right choice and the confidence that you'll be using the finest hooks ever made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at selected tackle stores. Let's go up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willey's on the line this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome back.
Yeah, it was gone last week at Pika Cover there.
So yeah, he did a good job, but there's nobody like Brian.
Good deal. Well, hey, half-day scene up here. I'll kind of jump into it here. Our water up here this week, 64 to 65 degree range, which is, slight improvement from what it was last week or so. The calico bass fishing with that water temp increase kind of kicked it into gear here a little bit as well.
finally catching some fish on the fly line baits up at the very surface. Still some fish on the sliders, those egg sinkers and whatnot. Anglers bringing the exotic baits, like the clam and the shrimp, have been catching some nice sheep head on the drawloop rigs and some sand bass off the bottom like that. And then finally, I can tell you that red tide that had been lingering seems to be about phased out up here. So we're hoping that we see this half-day fishing improve.
Of course, you know, this weather stuff's funky. So it just, you know, it seems like
there's always something every week that, you know, puts a little wrinkle in it as we kind of move through the spring. This three-quarter day stuff has continued to we're still seeing some good bottom fishing out there in the deeper water off of Camp Pendleton, North County there. Mixed rockfish has been the norm. Some fish on the Colt Sniper again this week. Finally seem to come to that on that jig, that 80-gram Colt Sniper. Some real nice quality reds this week. The Clemente was over at Catalina this week. Brought some fish back to the beach, and you can imagine how that fished out there in that deeper water. They had some real nice rockfish on some of that leftover squid. But plenty of sculpin in the mix with that rockfish, and that we are now trying to incorporate a little bit of bass fishing into our three-quarter day time. You know, try and get what we can on those bottom fish and then slide into the kelp and just keep tabs on that kelp and all that stuff on the inside there with that bass fishing. Over at Clemente, the Fury has had a great week on that yellowtail that's been over there. The yo-yo iron, Marcus said, fished the best for sure, but they did also catch fish on the live bait and the surface iron too. And that bass action continues to improve over there as well. But certainly the main focus has been that yellowtail. And he's kind of in a pickle, you know, that bluefin there being off the head, you know, 8 miles or whatever it was yesterday. You know, he may be, you know, change the scope of his trips. We'll kind of see how that plays out. But, you know, it's hard to leave that yellowtail that's just been biting nails over there to go out there and, you know, deal with the bluefin and stuff. So he's kind of on the fence with that. We'll see. We may have bluefin on our accounts next week. We'll kind of see how that rolls out for him. But for the time being, he's going to be over there fishing that yellowtail on those overnight trips. So guys want to hop on a trip with us? Call the landing. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, danawark.com. I'll link us right there through the Facebook page, and you can book a line from there.
Right on, Willie. Great report, as always. Glad to hear the conditions are straightening out and the fishing's jumping right along with it. We appreciate a great one, and we'll look forward to talking next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you then. See you. Have a good week.
Thank
All
you,
right. While we wait for Gundy, I have a nice text here from Carl in Long Beach. As a longtime customer of the Vagabond, Mike has always ensured memorable experiences regardless of catching, including some amazing trips. I recommend anyone thinking of a trip, you will not be disappointed. Cameron is the next gen Mike with stellar future.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's, literally, that's true.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, so some good
We're working
positive
on the generation
feedback,
yeah. after that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Don't forget about Jack Michael.
Yeah. That how old is he?
God, he's one.
One already.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
all
crazy.
Right. Yeah. There you go. So happy grandpa.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so happy. proud.
Another fun text. This was from John in North Carolina, or could be North California. Just said, fish with Mike on the new Loanne when he must have been the second ticket for Nick Cates. I learned a ton from him. Can you talk about coming up under Nick Cates?
Oh, Nick's wonderful. Nick taught me two really important things, how to handle a crew and keep them rested, and how to underhand cast.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Nick is the guy that passed it on to me. It came from a guy he worked for, Montgomery, years before that. And, that underhand cast is totally Nick Cates.
Yeah.
You're talking underhand cast, getting the spool moving with your other hand, that kind of underhand cast?
Yeah.
Not just a pendulum, but starting the spool with one hand and casting with the other.
Nick pretty much told me that you should be able to pick up any rod and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Whether it's an international or a... Pen 100.
What's the trick?
Got to get everything moving. You're casting. It's like there's a lot to it, but the big thing is you're casting the line. You're not casting the bait. The bait just kind of goes with the line.
All right.
And
takes practice.
It takes a lot of practice. That was the challenge whenever I first started with him learning the cast. Real quick, is he kind of gave me the basics. I watched him, and then I created backlashes for like 3 months. All night, every night, when we were anchored up someplace and I was on watch, I was practicing, learning, and it was amazing because I consider myself pretty good at the time overhand, but I could see the obvious advantage, and it was just like, okay, practice. A lot of line, lots of spools of line.
When your bait just slips into the water versus slapping in the water from big cast, it is the world of difference.
It's night and day. It is. It's just, and you can, I've always, coming up fishing, you know, we start out evolving. We start out with our 25, 30 pound and just fishing island. And then we think, well, we got to get lighter. We've got to learn how to do this on 12 pound, you know. We start trying to catch yellowtail on that. And then pretty soon you come to that, well, this is easy. And you go, what is a challenge? And the challenge to me was, how heavy a line can I get bit on when everybody else is using 12 pound?
Right.
And usually the answer's got to be 40 or 50 if I can at least do something right. And that is necessary to make that work.
All right. So speaking of next generation, has he taught you the underhand cast, Cameron?
I have it. Ray, when I obviously spent a long time on the American Angler, Ray worked for Nick Cates. And so when I went on there, he was doing this cast. It's like, what is that? And I'm left-handed, so I messed the whole system up. And people will ask me, like, how do you do it? And it's like, I can't teach. Like, I'm backwards. And but it's trolling jigs.
Yeah.
When we used to put trolling jigs in the water, it was just, you know, you'd do it in backlash and hope Brian and Sam wouldn't see if the jigs were in the water fast enough. But it's cool. It's I get questioned a lot. It's like we start a trip. It's like, can you do the mic cast?
The mic cast.
It's like, I can do the left-handed version.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right. But it's actually the Nick cast.
It's actually the Jack Montgomery cast.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bluefin tuna every morning, every afternoon on Tuna Rock at the islands.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
That's way cool.
That's really dating it, right?
It really is. It is setting it back a ways, but that's where it came from.
Let's go ahead and jump back in those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. Let's talk to Tom. He's calling us from University City. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning.
Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, we got you.
Yeah,
Tom.
So I was listening to the archives yesterday. Ryan Bostian was on just 3 weeks ago and speculating as to whether or not there might be local bluefin. And it's amazing how much things change in 3 weeks. Pro tip for all listeners is go listen to the Ryan Bostian archives because he gives so much good information on how to fish.
Yes,
and so my
that was
question
a great
is
show.
For yeah, and speaking of predicting the future, I'm going to be on a 3-day on the Shogun around 4th of July. And I was, obviously you can't predict what's going to be happening specifically, but would you expect to have yellowfin tuna on a 3-day in the 4th of July time frame? Or I wonder if the guys could talk about what you normally would expect in that, early summer.
There's definitely a chance. I would say we're starting out a little bit colder water this year. But by 4th of July, we start seeing a sprinkling of them, and sometimes we start getting those mixed schools where, you know, you'll catch bluefin and then a guy will catch a couple yellowfin and stuff. So there's definitely a good possibility of yellowfin by then. But the bluefin doesn't disappoint.
I was just going to say that's the thing. I mean, could it? Sure, but that's... You know, has been such just prime of prime time for bluefin fishing. You almost hate to say it this way, but who cares? You know, the bluefin fishing is set up to be so good for you at that time of year. I don't, you know, whether you're catching yellowfin or not is to be seen, but I don't think there's going to be a lack of opportunity of fishing for you.
Either way, you're going to go catch something. If there's a guarantee in fishing, That's a good time of the year to go fishing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. We had another text come through from Russell in Huntington Beach, and I think it's a great one because I know how much Mike and Cameron both did this, both in rig and the style of fishing. This is from Russell in Huntington Beach. Is a Penn Fathom 25 narrow 2-speed and a 700 heavy a good rig for wahoo fishing?
For bait fishing, yes.
For bait fishing.
For bait fishing. The 25 is a little bit... off the reel. The rod's okay, but the reel's a little bit off for casting.
You want that heavy rod, right, for the wahoo?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do. I for bait fishing, it's a great combination. For jig fishing, you might want to step into a Fathom 25, but did he say 2-speed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The higher speed, 1-speed for the reel, that would be the choice that I would use if I was going to take and try and go with the 25.
You like a single speed star drag, a little faster?
I like the little faster, and I like the power that comes out of it. The 2-speed is, I love it. I've got 50 of those things over there. But the star drag, definitely for wahoo fishing, for lures.
Yeah.
Got it.
Star drag for Wahoo.
The high speed one. There's two gear, two ratios, and the high speed one is for the Wahoo casting, not for bait fishing.
Great. All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Mo from Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mo. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. This question's for Mike. On your sonar, what degree and the depth do you set yours, and do you change it when you're looking for a kelp eddy under the kelps?
I change it a lot all the time. It depends on what's going on fish-wise and stuff and throughout the day. Sometimes in the morning time, everything's up real high and shallow, and even in the dark hours, you might be middle of the night, I might have that thing pointed down there at 25 degrees, and then in the early morning, right at daylight, I might have it pushed up there at 6.
6 degrees.
6 degrees.
Wow.
Just depends on what's going on with the fish and stuff. Bluefin fishing, I tend to fish deeper, longer distances, and more angle. Unless it's time in the middle of the day and stuff, you'll see fish up breezing and stuff. You get a lot of breezing fish, time to bring it up.
There's a real art to setting a side-scanning sonar. You can't just put a side-scan sonar on a boat and just go, okay, I'm on this thing. You really got to learn how to do it, right?
It's fun to watch the evolution through the years. I watch it with myself, and I watch the guys as they get sonars or they get new sonars. There's a lot to it.
There's a lot to it.
Structure fishing will teach you how to fish it anywhere.
Yeah. I was in the wheelhouse Thursday with Brian, spent quite a bit of time. We spent quite a bit of time looking on Thursday.
Yeah.
Not a lot of time catching, but a lot of time looking.
Yeah.
And the way he was maneuvering that sonar was just, I was just in awe of that. Just switching back and forth, the degrees and the different things. It's pretty impressive.
It's like you with that control box over there. You're tuning in and not even looking at it. I'm scared to death.
No, this one's easy.
He's got 40
sonar
switches over there.
Yeah. Easy.
A lot of it's for the boat, too.
Bring my gain up a little bit.
Yeah. Every boat's different. Like when I drove the San Diego, it's obviously smaller and not as heavy as the Vagabond, so there's conditions you can't fish as high or different speed. You see a lot of, like, I know a lot of the small boat fleet starting to get sonars, but, you know, the ideal conditions to fish 6 degrees on a skiff, you're moving too much.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah. So a sonar on a smaller boat is just not going to be as effective as it is on a big boat.
Not necessarily.
No?
You couldn't fish like how Mike and I fish. You would have to really go slow, shoot a little bit deeper. Even with gyro-stabilized sonars now, you still would be what we call spiking air, mm-hmm. where the dome, when you roll, it's shooting out of the water.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but it's an important tool for you.
So much so that I've got my second one.
You gotta have it for sure.
Yeah, you gotta stay on top of it.
We ask a question a lot when guys like you are in here. What's the more important fish finding tool for you, your sonar or a pair of gyros? And which one would you rather? You know what I mean? Like, if you had to have one, which one are you fishing with?
I think about this a lot because when I listen when I'm lobster fishing, neither. Yeah, I'm not untying the boat.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
It's
got
to
have both.
I would have to agree with that. They're hand in hand.
Those are the tools you have to have.
How many times you find a school with the gyros a mile off or 2 miles off or whatever, 3 miles off, and then when you get there, you don't see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the sonar's where you find them.
Yeah. So you got to have them both.
Got to.
You can't be without one another. Not today.
I wouldn't be without it. You got four pairs of gyros running around your boat all the time.
So on the sonar, does it differ with the hull construction? Like you're an aluminum boat. Does it differ? Like Searcher is a wood boat, fiberglass boat. Does it differ or is it the same thing?
Installation.
Oh,
it's not so much the boat itself. It's the installation that it's put in. And the most of our sport boats, no problem. You know, they're going to ride evenly. And so the gyros and the stuff inside the sonars are going to work real good. A smaller boat, you're either going to have I don't know that much about some of the high-tech smaller sonars. Maybe Cameron does for the skiffs. But gyros only operate so fast. So if the boat's rolling a lot, which smaller boats tend to do, they wobble in the water. Your sonar's going to spike. You're not going to be able to do a shallow. But it's still going to be a huge advantage offshore bluefin fishing where you're looking for schools down there 20 fathom, 40 fathom.
Sure.
You're going to see them in a skiff. Mm-hmm. You might catch the top of the school or the bottom of the school as you roll, but you're still going to catch it.
Gotcha.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. More great info with the boys from the Vagabond. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We've got dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that the vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology. Let the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.